Lie on your back and take some moments and begin to observe again how you lie on the floor. What attracts your attention? Is there something left over from the last lesson? So what do you notice lying here? Again, feel the pressure you feel into the ground or the ground into you. Is that similar to this morning or is it changed? What do you notice now? Sense your breathing. Has that been influenced since you listened to it earlier today? And then take some time and compare the two sides of yourself. Does one side feel wider or narrower? Does one side feel longer or shorter? Does one side feel heavier or lighter? Or is there another way that you describe differences to yourself from one side to the other? Bend your knees and stand both feet. And notice, now I'm going to ask you some questions, but don't change anything. First, just notice, where did you place your feet? And as I say that, is there something internal that makes you want to change it? Maybe move your feet just a millimeter closer together. Does that change anything? Do you like that more or less? Move your feet back to where you first had them. And then move them a millimeter further apart. A millimeter, not a centimeter. Just a tiny bit. Does it make a difference in your internal feeling of how you support your legs? And then maybe move your feet back. And then maybe move them a millimeter further away from you. What happens when you do that? Further away from your pelvis. And then bring them back. And move them a millimeter closer to your pelvis. See, does it give you a different sense of support? And then take a moment yourself and explore again where your feet are placed. You may end up in the very first place you put them. Maybe you'll find a different place. Now slowly, wherever your feet are, and you can feel free to change it throughout the lesson, slowly lift the right side of your pelvis and put it down. Just a small movement. You lift the right side and put it down. And of course, feel, how do you do that? Where do you feel yourself working? What's the quality of the movement? Again, is it fairly smooth and fluid? Do you feel little starts and stops in it, jumps? If it's there, that's fine. Now pause, keep your feet standing though. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to lift the right side of your pelvis again, and I'll add something to it. Maybe you were already doing it. Maybe it'll feel different. So lift the right side of your pelvis by pushing your right foot into the floor. And notice, does that change something? And if it's different, what's different about it? Do you want to change where your foot's placed? Feel, does it change the quality of how the right side of your pelvis lifts? Or the trajectory or the range? What's different? Now pause, lengthen your legs and rest. Now, it's a funny phenomena that we don't really think about, that in order for something to lift, something has to press. You can't lift yourself out of a chair without pressing into the ground or the chair. The way we press can make a difference. Where we press can make a difference. So bend your knees again and stand your feet. Again, notice where do you decide to place your feet. And in a moment again, you're going to lift the right side of your pelvis. But this time, lift the right side of your pelvis by rolling the left side of your pelvis towards the floor. To the left. Try that. And is that different? You could almost think that, yes, you're rolling the left side of the pelvis towards the floor. Maybe there's an even slight pressing against the floor to the left. Does that change something in how the right side of your pelvis moves? Now, bring your pelvis back, but pause with your legs standing. And again, in a moment, you're going to lift the right side of your pelvis. But this time, imagine that there's a ribbon tied around your right knee, and it's being pulled downward to the left. So your knee starts to move, and let's say in the direction of your left foot. So maybe past the left foot. And that lifts the right side of your pelvis. But your knee doesn't have to touch your foot. It just moves in that direction. But feel, does it change how the right side of your pelvis lifts? Or pause for a second. Think that there's something touching the inside of your right knee. And you're pushing it away down to the left. Do that. See, how does it move the right side of your pelvis? Is it different? How does it pull through your skeleton differently? Pause, lengthen your legs, and rest again. Just notice from that short time moving, is there any difference that you felt compared to earlier between the left and right sides of yourself? Bend your knees and stand both feet. And start to play between the different ways. So you can push the right foot into the floor to lift the pelvis. Or roll the left side of your pelvis towards the floor. Or have the ribbon around your knee, or pushing the right knee down to the left. And you can combine any of the ways. What do you like the most? What makes you feel the nicest inside? And then pause, but stay there. And now see, can you lift the right side of your pelvis like you did in the very beginning when I first asked you to lift it? Like you first did it. Would you still choose that? Or do you have different information already? And then do it any way you'd like. Any of the different ways of doing it. And then pause and stay there. And maybe rest with your feet standing. And take your left arm and place it diagonally upward on the floor. So somewhere on the floor between your shoulder and your head, the left arm. And have it so that the elbow is on the floor. So if it's a little bit more out to the side, that's okay. And the arm is fairly straight. It could be a little curve. And now slowly start to lift the right side of your pelvis, and at the same time start to lengthen the left arm in the direction that it's lying in. Go slowly. See, can you find a way of connecting? But you don't roll onto your side. So the left arm lengthens as it's lying, and the right side of your pelvis is lifting, and you're looking to connect the pelvis lifting to the lengthening of your arm. Can you find that? So you still stay on your back, though. Does that change where you want to place your feet? Now, pause. Bring your arm down, lengthen your legs. Take a rest. Bend your knees and stand both feet. Bring your left arm on the floor as you just had it, diagonally upward. And you'll start doing the same action again. But see, this time, can you find some sense of connection where the pelvis lifting is actually pushing the left arm? Now, of course, you may have to do something with your arm. But you're looking for, as your pelvis lifts, what happens through your spine, through your ribs? How do you push against the floor? But your right shoulder stays on the floor. If your right shoulder stays on the floor, you have to do something different with the rest of yourself. demands you move differently in your chest and ribs. Now, pause, but stay in this position. And start to lengthen the left arm in a way that it almost pulls the right side of your pelvis away from the floor. Now, you'll have to do something with your pelvis. The arm won't lift it. But see, can you shift the initiation over to the arm lengthening to move the pelvis? And then can you shift it back again so the pelvis is pushing the arm? And is it different? Is one clearer or easier than the other? And then pause. And bring your arm down and lengthen your legs and rest. Bend your knees and stand both feet. Where do you stand your feet? If you think of your feet standing as being part of your skeletal structure, what would your legs be able to support? If I came over and sat down on your knee, would that work? Or if you think of that, having to support some weight through your knee, would you change your feet? Change it to as if I was, I'm not going to come over, don't worry. But be ready just in case. And put your left arm diagonally upward on the floor. And start to lift the right side of your pelvis as you lengthen the left arm. And as you do that, the next time you do it, turn your head to look at your left hand. And then let your nose come back towards the ceiling as the arm returns and the pelvis returns. So feel, it's the pelvis lifting, the arm lengthening and the head turning. As if they were now, all those three actions now become more and more one action. When different actions start to feel connected, of course, there's more the sense of our whole self doing it. And most often, not always, we're evoking more of a skeletal connection through ourselves. Now, pause for a moment, but stay here. Bring your arm down, but leave your feet standing. And feel the back of your head on the floor. The point of contact that's resting on the ground. So it's a very small area. Maybe it's anywhere from the size of a half franc coin to a 5-franc coin. It's no bigger than that, probably. It depends on the shape of your head. So feel that spot. And that's the back of your head. And now turn your head to look to the left. And can you feel the back of your head is now in the air behind you? It's no longer touching the floor. And then roll your head back so the back of your head is on the floor. And turn your head to the left so the back of your head is in the air behind you. To the left. And now stay like that. So the back of your head is in the air behind you. And now, keeping your head like that, start to slide your head so the back of your head goes towards your right shoulder. You'll end up looking further up to the left. and then back again. Your head stays turned to the left the whole time. Your chin will also move away from your chest. So you move your chin away from your chest as you're looking to the left, as if you're sliding your head back to touch the back of your head towards your right shoulder. That's great. And then pause and bring your head back, lengthen your legs and rest. Stand both feet. Bring your left arm diagonally upward on the floor. Listen first. Start to lift the right side of your pelvis as the left arm lengthens. As your head turns to the left, as you slide the back of your head towards your right shoulder, so your chin moves away from your chest. Do that. So we'll combine all the movements you've done so far. And the right shoulder still stays on the floor, which means you have to get longer in the front of yourself. So you can feel your whole self starting to reach into an arch. So your whole spine moves in one direction. Feel with your head reaching, sliding back like that. Does it help lift the right side of your pelvis? Does it help lengthen your left arm? See, how can you coordinate all these actions or synthesize these actions more and more into one? And then pause, bring your arm down, lengthen your legs, take a rest. Bend your knees and stand both feet. Bring your left arm diagonally upward on the floor. And take your right arm and put it in line diagonally downward with your left arm. So the right arm is on the floor alongside you, and it's as if it's in line with the left arm. And have the back of your hand to the floor, the right hand. So both palms face the ceiling, and it's as if the right arm and left arm make one long line. One is going upward, one is going downward. And now, listen first. You're going to lift the right side of your pelvis and lengthen the left arm and turn your head and slide it back. And at the same time, slide the right arm downward as it's pointing. So go ahead and do that. So it's everything you did before plus the right arm sliding downward. So it's as if both arms are moving away from each other. It means something has to happen in your chest and shoulder blades. It's kind of, I don't know, in America we would say it's kind of like you're going ta-da with your arms. You can even say ta-da if you want. Feel, how does that whole action start to move all the way through your spine, from your pelvis to the top of your head? And then Bring everything back. Keep your feet standing, but bring your arms down. And go ahead and lift the right side of your pelvis now. Feel what it's like. How does it compare to the beginning, the first time you did it? What's the quality like? More fluid, smoother, lighter or heavier? Feel what's the connection of pushing through your foot to lift this side of your pelvis? Can you feel an echo of that feeling still going further up through your spine to the opposite shoulder and arm? Or the twist it might invite through your spine up through your neck? Now pause, but stay there. And just lift the left side of your pelvis a couple of times. Feel what's that like? Heavier? Different? A little more clumsy or less known to you? Now, leave it. Lengthen your legs. And take another look inside. Feel, how do you lie on the floor now? How does it compare to the beginning? The places of pressure? How do the two sides compare now? Are you more symmetrical or more asymmetrical? Now, I'm going to see you again tomorrow. So we're only doing this one side. And you'll feel what it's like. For some people, it will feel very symmetrical. For others, it may feel strange. You'll see how it changes over the next hour or two. And if you find it sometime later, it's not so comfortable, just remind yourself of a few of the movements on the other side. It'll pretty quickly balance out. But for now, roll to your side and come up to standing. And again, as you come to standing, notice what standing is like. Having worked more through one side, one diagonal, is that evident to you? Or maybe you feel more in balance. Slowly begin to walk around. Feel, what's that like? Again, do you touch one foot to the floor differently than the other? And then feel, as I said, what changes over the next half hour, hour, 2 hours? And then maybe later, you can also play with this idea of the tan den. Maybe you notice it when you're going to sleep, some other time. And so have a restful evening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.